Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Text Wolves, W-O-L-V-E-S, to 31996 and learn how to win glass seats and $100 cash just by watching the Wolves on CW50 this Saturday night.
The best thing about free agency is if we can address some of our needs, again, it opens up the draft for best player available. And when we do that, we're just increasing our odds.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace talking about the current free agent signings, hopefully making the draft class a little easier to sort through. And they met the media today. That's QB Mike Glennon, safety Quinton Demps, tight end Deion Sims, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. The Bears also signed cornerback Prince Amukamara and kicker Connor Barth to one-year deals. Also in the NFL, Julius Peppers is returning to Carolina. The Browns are going to release RG3, and Terrell Pryor is signing a one-year deal with Washington. Adam Schefter reporting that NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock is a candidate to become Washington's next GM. In hockey, the Blackhawks play Detroit. They're in Detroit. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Milwaukee tomorrow, 6 p.m. game time. NBA, the Bulls host Houston. Dwayne Wade will play. Game tips at 7. Elsewhere, Indiana visits Milwaukee. The Raptors play at Atlanta. Boston is at Denver. And Washington travels to Sacramento in the late game. Spring training games. Cubs and Mariners put up a lot of runs. It's 10-8 right now in the eighth. Cubs lead that one. Kyle Hendricks started. He went 3, gave up 1 hit, struck out 4. Ian Happ, a nice game today. 3-run homer, has 4 RBIs. The White Sox lead Milwaukee 4-3 in the eighth. Yoan Moncada and Jose Abreu each with 2 RBIs. Ronaldo Lopez started. He went 4-1/3, gave up 1 hit, struck out 4, walked 1. Earlier today, the Sox reassigned 5 players to minor league camp, including outfielder Courtney Hawkins. Big Ten tourney, Minnesota over Michigan State 62-58 earlier today. Next up, Wisconsin and Indiana at 5:30. And PGA, the Valspar Championship, Adam Hadwin shot a 64 today. He leads at 10-under. And after shooting a 9-under 62 yesterday, Jim Herman is one shot off the lead and an even 71 today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Just post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
I need to hear from Ryan Pace, too, what he's doing. I think we will. I think we'll understand it. But this idea of some sort of rampant mismanagement. They didn't want Alshon Jeffrey.
This is from the 815. This is Chicago, major market. Stop making excuses for Bears being cheap.
They're not cheap.
You sound crazy. How are they cheap? If I offer a player his value and actually offer him more than everybody else offered him and he goes somewhere else because the situation is better, how was I cheap in this situation? I don't understand that. AJ Bouye went to Jacksonville and Stephon Gilmore woke up this morning and found out the New England Patriots were interested. If the New England Patriots are offering me money and the Bears are offering me money, I'm going to the New England Patriots. They've overpaid by $4 million a year for Mike Lennon.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
In Palo Alto, California, this is Enoki on The Score.
Hello?
Enoki, yes. You're on the air. What's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to say, I think them not tagging Alshon Jeffrey's going to come back and bite the Bears. And then Alshon would have been just
that. Alshon, not. Just get his name right. Make a little effort to get the guy's name right.
Another point is that Alshon with Philadelphia, Mike Glennon's going to fall. I don't know why he created a hole in Alshon when he could have.
It's
Mike
not Alshon. His name is not Alshon.
Is that better? Jeffries? Can I call him Jeffries instead of Alshon?
It's not Jeffries either.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, that's an all-time name in Chicago sports history for people getting it wrong. Mm-hmm. Spelling it wrong, saying it wrong, now it's Philadelphia's problem. John Mullen is an easy name to say.
We not call him, not Jim Millens?
No, we call him that's Moon. Not, oh. He's on Twitter at CSN Moon Mullen. You read his work at csnchicago.com. You see him on their airwaves. You hear him now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. So, Moon, hello. How are you?
This is Jim Muffin. Who's this?
What's going on with you, Moon?
I've never heard that one before.
Alshon Jeffries.
Alshon Jeffries. That was a new one. But man, so he's gone and Cutler's gone and there's a bunch of new faces that arrived today. And I can't lie. I understand it. I'm aware of it. I'm just not excited about it.
Well, I kind of didn't feel that way a little bit about the whole free agency class. It's called a class, but you know, there's so few years where you look at, oh boy, this. I mean, I can remember it because it stands out. You know, 25 years ago, literally when it all started, Reggie White was in that class. Was there anybody in this class that really excited you? I mean, when you knew they were looking at Stephon Gilmore, wow, that's awesome. I don't know. But I'm not sure who they would have gotten that would have excited anybody.
Maybe A.J. Boye or Calais Campbell?
Well, Campbell would have, yeah. Boye, I kind of have to side with Pace on this one. This guy is an undrafted guy who had one good year, and now he's getting, what, 35 mil guaranteed or 40 mil guaranteed? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get best available, I guess, is okay to a point. But I, you know, dating myself once, but old Bill Tobin once said, you know, just because you pay a guy $2 million doesn't make him a $2 million player. I mean, now you'd be underpaying him. But I don't know. I did not have a problem with the Bears stepping away from some of those guys, particularly, and Pace touched on it today, that knowing what you've got in both in the, you've got the third pick and the 35th pick, whatever, in a draft class that is being talked about as legendary for cornerback and safety. Why would I overpay you? Why would I give somebody like that $40 million guaranteed? He may be the best available, but at that price, I mean, again, you can say, well, Mike Glennon was best available and you may have overpaid him because you're bidding against yourself. But their overall expenditure at the quarterback position is, I mean, even with what they may spend on a, you know, a second round or third round guy's contract is going to be less than what they were paying Jay Cutler.
Well, regardless of the money spent at the position, what is your belief? What is your understanding of how they're laying out this plan? The draft is one piece, yeah. Glennon as a piece, and the fact that John Fox is incentivized to win rather than commit any snaps to developing. Does this mean for sure that they're going to use a middle or lower round pick on somebody more developmental who's less likely to galvanize a tribal following behind him, keep the pressure off of Glennon? I'm just wondering, overall, if we zoom back, where are they as far as the position?
Well, first of all, I got to write that. Galvanized, what was that? The tribal fight's good. That is really good.
Well, no. Thank you. It's what happens here, though.
You know, honestly, the fact with Fox is going to play the best player, and I know some of the, on the coaching staff were very, they were wishing they could keep Brian Hoyer. It was a known commodity. And I think, you know, the sense, well, Fox has to win and so forth. So does Pace. I think Pace is maybe on a longer leash, because the McCaskies want to build something. I don't know whether they're actually doing it, but I don't know that there's any less urgency for Pace to get it right than for Fox. Maybe a little bit, but I mean, I think that a team could almost, I don't know any scenario that I don't see this team winning 3, 4, 5 more games than they did last year, which will pass as progress. Mm-hmm. So putting now the spot out on the quarterback position, you know, he's going to lose the team if he doesn't play the best quarterback. And I can't imagine that that's going to not be Mike Glennon if there's some development going on. Again, I guess you could raise the question, is Dow Loggins the guy? And I think that's an item. Dow, you're on. It's you and Dave Ragone are now the most important coaches on this staff. But, you know, I think we've seen enough cases where Russell Wilson in Seattle, after they signed that. If somehow they get somebody and he just starts lighting it up, I can't imagine that Fox wouldn't stay with him, don't you?
Now that leads into the next question. How does not only Mike Glennon signing, but some of these other signings the last couple of days, how does that affect the draft, if at all?
Well, I'm not sure it really does, Jason. I mean, you know, Quentin Dempsey, does that mean you're not going to use the third pick of the draft on Jamal Adams or Malik Hooker? I don't know that if somehow the Alabama kid was available, the tight end was available, that signing, you know, Deion Sims takes you out of that. I don't think it necessarily. In fact, Pace even touched on it again today. They're still best player, best available. I think if anything, having some insurance, and whether Prince Amukamara is another one of those guys. Am I pronouncing that right? Or is that like McCallum?
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah. I think you got it. You nailed it.
You know, I think you fill those holes so you don't have to draft a quarterback. As you know, Danny, remember in '99 they had to draft a quarterback. They had to take Cade McCallum.
They had to take him.
Now he's just messing with me. He's trolling me now.
Somewhere Barry just woke up.
And that was also the supposedly the greatest quarterback draft year ever, right? It was a Tim Couch, Akili Smith.
McNabb.
Donovan McNabb.
McNown.
Yep.
Yeah, that was going to make everybody forget 83, and oh my God.
No, it listen
was,
to this guy. 83.
Although, you know, it's funny, that night I remember being at the combine and Mark Hatley came back. It was like 11 o'clock at night, and I knew the quarterbacks were throwing, and there weren't a lot of media there. So we're standing in the lobby, and I said, you know, how did, I think it was Akili Smith. That was supposed to be the big arm, and he just shook his head. Donovan McNabb. And it was a head shake because I know I'm never going to get a chance at this guy. That was going to be the class. And I think I'm stuck. I can't get out of the groove here. McNabb was obviously, well, I guess you could say Dante Culpepper had a passable career.
Right.
But, you can overrate it. And hopefully the Bears aren't overestimating what the cornerback class is like. If you think there's somehow a Deion Sanders in this class. It's funny to remember that. But back bigger picture, you sign these guys, you don't have to take two safeties. You know, I think it frees you to make sure you really can take the best available.
I guess that's the bird in the hand theory. And say, like, as long as we go in knowing that at worst we have this, or at worst we have this, and maybe behind this. So that, I think it changes the calculus, and maybe that's when John Fox is tapping him on the shoulder, like, hey, you know, get me this guy. Come on, now you said we could. Yeah. I wonder how it changes who's influencing whom in the actual decision-making process. Like, oh, you know, you got a quarterback. Give me a five technique, you know?
Right. And I do, you know, I think that's a really relevant thought. You know, we won't be in that room, and I do think it'll be Ryan Pace's call. It'll obviously be Pace's call. But, you know, John Fox built those successful teams starting out with real meat eaters on defense. And that, frankly, if you look back at last year, even Fox mentioned it at the combine, there was a couple, I think they lost about four or five games where they had fourth quarter leads and couldn't hold them. And, you know, you can blame Brian Hoyer that he couldn't get him in the end zone often enough or whatever. But the fact of the matter was they weren't good enough on defense to hold leads that even Brian Hoyer gave them. So I would be stunned if they don't go, you know, stud defense with two of those first three picks and maybe the quarterback with one of the other ones. But, I think Dal, you got a quarterback. Now shut up. And, you know, we think Cam, and the guy likes Cam Meredith, so good. Now you got a receiver. Shut up. And let's get some defense in here. So I think, that, again, they've kind of positioned themselves. They dial down the urgency so they can really pick. And if Fox, I think, again, Fox would like to pick most of the ingredients, but Pace is going to listen to him. He's not going to shove something down his throat that Fox doesn't love. Let's face it, that would just be a stupid pick.
John Moon Mullen joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. All right, from a player standpoint, who's 2017 is make or break here? Are we talking Kevin White? Wow. Are we talking Kyle Fuller? Pernell McPhee? Like, who's got to have a good 2017 or else they might be elsewhere?
Well, I mean, Kyle Fuller for sure. I mean, that is still, that's still a head scratcher, isn't it, guys? I mean, it wasn't that one of the mystery players last year? Like, what's wrong with this guy?
Right.
Kid, you got to start playing. You're not going to get your option picked up. You know, that one just eluded me. And I, obviously he's not high on Vic Fangio's list. So that's a gimme for a prove it year. Kevin White will still be under contract, so I don't know if that's make or break.
Maybe Kyle Long after the weight loss and no surgery. I mean, like who's
where's Fuller at this point?
Yeah, who needs to be keyed on?
Well, I think they've got so much money tied up in. But Kyle Long is set and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those three inside positions are set unless Hronos Grassou plays so well that they now hatch the left tackle, or, you know, Cody Whitehair becomes a tackle. I don't know which guy. I guess McPhee would be one of those. But the interesting thing with a guy like McPhee, they're always going to be going after more pass rushers. So I guess if he doesn't really develop a next step, you know, he's going to be almost at the end of guaranteed money. So, yeah, that would be a make-or-break situation for him. But they're still going to be adding that position anyway. So, yeah, I guess that would be
probably one, if I had to pick a profile, a high-profile guy, probably him. Yeah, I guess Pernell McPhee. Yeah.
Do you know what Trevathan's timetable is?
No, you know what? That should have been asked today. That's a good point. That was such a... why didn't I think of that? It was such a centerpiece signing last year.
Yeah.
And one of those guys you look at, if you would think about, gee, nobody wants to come to Chicago. Well, here comes a guy who was off a Super Bowl champion and comes to play for John Fox and the Bears. That's a good question, Dan. I don't know, and I really haven't heard any solid information about where he is. I don't think that came up even with the pace of the combine. That's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
How comfortable is Vic Fangio after everything that we heard at the end of last year and in this offseason?
Well, just watching Vic, I don't know if he's ever real comfortable, but that's Vic is just kind of a curmudgeonly guy. I think that kind of got blown up a little bit just from what I was told people inside. But I don't know, if he's any more or less comfortable than the staff as a whole. He's kind of a made man in the NFL. I don't think there's so many situations or so many players who are down. Do you think too many people would look and say that, he certainly lost his magic. Look at the way that the Bears were on defense last year. Well, you take away his nose tackle, his best inside linebacker. Mm-hmm. By the way, Vic, you're going to have to play with rotating safeties. None of them should be starting the NFL. And by the way, Kyle Fuller can't play. I get comfort's a hard level to put. I'm not sure anybody's comfortable on a team coming off a 3-13 year.
Well, Moon, as always, we appreciate it. And I know you probably have a ton of writing to do and some more television appearances. But this was, it felt like a big Bears day that ended up not feeling big. If that makes any sense. There's a lot of people and there's a lot of names.
You introduced the starting quarterback.
And faces. And right. This is the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And everybody's kind of like, okay, he seems fine.
Yeah, I bet you wonder who to compare that to. Looking back over these different years. Remember, it's funny how things have changed. Remember, they used to bring the guys who were making the visits in. They would bring them into the Halas Hall press room. And like Chad Bratsky or somebody would be at the podium and talking. Now it's not even, you feel like you're lucky if you can get to talk to the guys they sign. The kind of guys they sign, there really aren't the marquee signings or players. I don't know. This group, even like you said, it's probably kind of funny or a commentary on something about the Bears or Mike Glennon that doesn't excite more. But I don't know. Let me ask you, was there a quarterback that could have gotten that would have excited anybody this year?
No.
Yeah,
not that would have come here.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't going to get Kirk Cousins or Garoppolo. And, I don't know. I think they still have to get the pilot light back lit again for the Bears in Chicago. And I'm not sure they did it quite yet with this team.
Well, you always have our fires lit, John Moon Mullen.
Jason.
Can't wait to see you in Bourbon A, buddy.
Jim Muffin to you, pal.
That's Jim Muffin. Jim Muffin. That's fine. What would the Bursting a Golf caller call him?
Yeah,
Jim
right.
Muffin.
Got
all right, good. It's
two
on.
Drink minimum, that dude, today. What the hell is going on with Moon
Shaky
today?
Mullen. Yeah, coming back at 5:30 with It's On next on The Score.
The Bears have signed free agent quarterback Mike Glennon from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm a better player now. I think this year I'll show that. Ultimately, a team that can win. I feel like we can do that here. It was a team that I feel like was a lot better than the record showed last year.
Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness. This is a special kind of dysfunctional in D.C. Imagine getting rid of a GM because you were jealous of the attention he was getting for winning. We wrongly assume that the NFL is filled with hyper-competitive professionals who just want a Super Bowl at all costs. But in fact, there's people that need it done only their way. Bruce Allen, apparently being King Twit of Dan Snyder's Twit Kingdom, would rather get all of the credit for losing than only some of it for winning. You couldn't make it up if you tried, which is why GM Scott McLuhan is reportedly out today. You think it's just a coincidence Washington continues to be one of the most dysfunctional in sports? It's not. It's because paranoia and pettiness is alive and well in D.C. So honestly, does McLuhan really want to work there anymore anyway? I'm D.A.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and get both 0% financing and $5,750 cash back on select 2017 Traverses. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday or stream it live or on demand.
Did you guys know that AT&T offered their customers this unlimited wireless plan, and if they bundled it with DirecTV, they got this great deal. Now, AT&T then opened up that data plan to all their customers, not just the ones with DirecTV, but then the DirecTV customers were stuck with that satellite. So here's why, if you have DirecTV, you should switch to Xfinity. Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola. First of all, let's start with the Xfinity Stream app, which is able to allow you to watch TV in-home on your mobile devices or offline while you're away from home. It's great. You can take any of your devices, your smartphone, a tablet, your laptop, and basically it turns into your television. It's great. You can access your DVR. You can access video on demand. And there are thousands of shows on video on demand right there at your fingertips. You can even stream live TV on your smartphone, your tablet, or your laptop using the Xfinity Stream app. It's that great. Super fast and reliable internet and millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide that you can connect while you're away from home, which helps you save data on your phone. So if you have DirecTV, you need to make the switch to Xfinity, and you can get started for only $79.99 per month. For 24 months, you enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment into EcoBill and AutoPay. It means there's no paper, there's no forgetting to pay your bill. It's done automatically. Plus, you act today and you get $150 back. So just call 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com to switch to the best TV and internet only from Xfinity. Again, that's 1-800-XFINITY or visit them at Xfinity.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right for you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rohn.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thursday. Join Dos Equis and 670 The Score at Hooters Orland Park from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for March College Basketball. Stop by for a live broadcast featuring the Spiegel and Parkin Show from 9 a.m. to 1, and then Bernstein and Goff till 6. For event info, visit cbschicago.com/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The text Wolves, W-O-L-V-E-S, to 31996 and learn how to win glass seats and $100 cash just by watching the Wolves on CW50 this Saturday night. Well, the Chicago media got to meet the free agent class for the Chicago Bears, including quarterback Mike Glennon, safety Quinton Demps, tight end Deion Sims, and wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. The Bears also today signed cornerback Prince Amukamara and kicker Connor Barth to one-year deals. Also in the NFL, Julius Peppers, he's returning to Carolina. The Browns, they're going to release RG3. Terrell Pryor signs a really small deal for 1 year in Washington. And Martellus Bennett has a brand new home. If you were a fan of the tight end, you'd be able to see him at least twice a year if you're a Bears fan, as he's headed to Green Bay to play for the Packers. That's Martellus Bennett going to Green Bay. Adam Schefter, NFL network analyst, he's reporting that Mike Mayock is a candidate to become Washington's next GM. In hockey, the Blackhawks play at Detroit. Pucks drop at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves play at Milwaukee tomorrow, 6 p.m. game time. NBA, the Bulls host Houston. Dwayne Wade will play tonight. Game tips at 7. Elsewhere, Indiana visits Milwaukee. The Raptors play at Atlanta. Boston is at Denver, and Washington travels to Sacramento in the late game. Spring training, Cubs had a 10-2 lead to the Mariners, and they lost 11-10. Kyle Hendricks, he went 3, gave up 1 hit, struck out 4. Ian Happ had a nice game, 3-run home run, including 4 RBIs. The White Sox beat Milwaukee 4-3. Yoan Moncada and Jose Abreu, pair of RBIs each. Reynaldo Lopez went 4 1/3, gave up 1 hit, struck out 4, walked 1. Earlier today, the Sox reassigned 5 players to minor league camp, including outfielder Courtney Hawkins. Big Ten tourney today, Minnesota over Michigan State, 62-58. And PGA, the Valspar Championship, Adam Hadwin, he shot a 64 today. He leads a 10-under. Jim Herman is 1 off the pace after an even 71 today. Taco Bell's Beefy Cheesy Crispy Crunchwrap is an icon, but with an extra layer of everything you love, the Triple-Double Crunchwrap is in a league of its own. The bigger, beefier Triple-Double Crunchwrap is back, only at Taco Bell. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago Sports Talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on. What you watching this weekend, Dan Bernstein?
Well, I've got Bulls basketball tonight, along with the Blackhawks at Detroit, saying goodbye to Joe Louis Arena. Have you ever been? I have not. I've been outside of it. I've not been inside of it, though. Oh, one of my buddies from the gym is a Detroit native and a big fan. He and his old friends are getting together to go say goodbye to the building, and I'll have a... I didn't know that it was built in 1979. It's not that old. But that's it's yeah, no, I know.
For buildings. But I got you. It's not like it's a building from the 40s or the 50s.
Cathedral of some kind.
I got you.
But we do the Bulls and the Rockets, and I wonder if this is going to be one of their rise to the level of the opponent kinds of games. But
Jimmy against James.
You look at the schedule and you look again, and Jimmy, the difference is Jimmy can play only three quarters before his legs go now.
And he's been saving him for this matchup. They had a night off. They're ready to party with James Harden and the three-point shooting Rockets. I don't know. What do you want from me?
I don't know.
I'm loopy.
They do tend to play some unlikely games against teams where you just don't think that they've got it. You don't think that they're into it. And next thing you know, they
Joffrey Laverne goes crazy.
Go crazy!
That's your man's. That is that from here on out.
Why is he? No, Joffrey Laverne is yours. That's not right.
That's yours.
That's not right. You can't do
you
that.
You can't get anyone else on that team. Campaign is no fun to have.
I don't want anybody.
Niko Mirotić is no fun to have.
Why are you?
The new guy. You have to, because it's going to staple you to Bulls basketball at some point. And you're going to have to watch because he's only going to be in the fourth quarter, either to close out a game that they desperately need to win or to be in a blowout.
There it is. They're much better off losing at this point. The possibility of them being able to get another lottery pick is right in front of them. And I just, you hate to say it, but it's the best thing that could happen to them is that they miss the playoffs and just accident their way into a pick. Go ahead. Let Bobby Portis run around. Play the big bag of suck, whatever that is in French.
Try to get the eighth or ninth pick or something like that. Draft a Malik Monk and get on with your life.
Somebody. Get yourself a little better chance. But other than that, what are we doing this weekend?
College basketball, title games.
A lot of college basketball. We'll be watching selections. I don't know if I'm watching Selection Sunday because there's a baseball practice and then a hockey party, so I'll probably have to tape it. And Saturday hockey playoff game for us. And
sounds good.
Then it's moving up to bantams. Oh, God. Wish me luck.
Like bantamweight?
No, hockey bantams, which means they're my size or bigger, and they're hitting now.
Oh, kids get to hit in hockey before high school?
Yeah, bantams.
Oh, wow. Can we sign you up for that?
Yeah, real deal.
For what?
Maybe get you
to play in that league.
Yeah. You can skate,
the right size.
I can't skate like that.
What do you mean you can't skate like that?
All the more reason to sign you up for it.
Maybe you could be a goon. Maybe you could be a bantam goon.
I'm not big enough.
Have you
seen some of these guys?
Dude, I don't watch professional hockey. Nevertheless, children's hockey.
Have you just ever been at a rink when they're like grown-ass men?
I used to go to Robert Crown.
Yeah, you can see him at Robert Crown.
In Evanston to go play basketball on their terrible floor, not to skate around.
Evanston's program is really strong.
What, hockey?
Youth hockey got a lot better ever since my guy Stefan got there.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll take your word for it.
No,
I know about those Evanston Wildcats on the basketball court, though.
It's
scary. Third in the state.
And here's the thing, that some of these kids, once all of a sudden their entire career, they haven't been allowed to hit.
Yeah,
they don't even know where the puck is anymore because there's some. It depends on the program.
Some
programs say they don't really teach forechecking and backchecking just because there's a lot of developing brains out there, but this is, because he used to skate out every once in a while as a player, and I said, once you're in bantams, you are a goalie, and that is it, and you stay there, and...
So he won't get hit.
Well, it's...
That's his position.
He won't get checked. He'll be taking slap shots off the newts, but it's the safest position on the ice.
So if your son wanted to play defense or play winger, you wouldn't let him?
We told him that when he started hockey.
Really?
Yeah, we did all the research on likelihoods.
So you gave him a taste. Because it's not the football thing where it's like you can't play at all. You gave him a taste of a sport, and if he wanted to then branch out and score a goal or mess around and be the reason why his team's blue line is strong,
no.
You wouldn't let him play.
We told him that because we didn't know
so
if he was
going to... like, you can only play goalie.
No, we didn't know if he was going to like the sport at all, because we didn't know anything about it. He loved playing goalie. And we looked at it, we said, hey, you know, should we let him play? Is goalie dangerous and all that? And then when we actually did all the research and then saw the number of his teammates, he's got a teammate that's already had three concussions, even through squirts and peewees. So that's before hitting. That's just, you know, we've had, you know, maybe one out of every three games, one kid has taken off because of a concussion. And these are little kids.
But you already gave him the taste of cocky,
though. Yeah, but he's not, he's also not a good enough skater at this level. He's right where he's supposed to be.
His skills will keep him safe.
He's right where he's supposed to be, and he can take everything out in baseball or anything else he wants to do. But that was a hard and fast rule. I mean, once we knew what was going on, these Bantams are enormous.
When you say enormous, how big are the kids?
There are some 13-year-olds that are over 6 feet tall.
All right.
These are adults. They're the size of adults. And then on skates, they look even bigger.
Of course.
So there are...
What weight class are we talking? Like $140, $150?
No, like me. I mean, there's 5'7", 160.
And it's 12 to...
12 and 13. And he's got a Christmas birthday. Otherwise, he should be a year down, but he ends up aging out and then being just as he gets used to it because of that crappy birthday. He had to arrive on Christmas. He had to, you know, wait a week.
The crappy birthday. My kid got caught.
It's the worst hockey 16th. Birthday. The worst, because of where it is on the schedule and how they do it with USA Hockey and all that. Anyway, so I'll be driving far-flung suburbs and watching that. But then, college basketball and stuff. You?
Yeah, same thing. I'm watching. I was actually talking to the guys yesterday in the producer studio about how, like, I'm not really jazzed about these tournaments. I remember racing home as a kid to watch the ACC tournament, or to watch, you know, a Dante Calabria and a Randolph Childress get
so
it on.
So funny that you say that, because, you know, when I learned my lesson,
what was that?
Senior year. Like, okay.
Oh, watching the tournament?
We're going to go to Charlotte. We're going to watch every ACC tournament game.
Then
we'll go down to Key West. Get great seats. And, you know, we're down there, the lower bowl and the student section. And we're sitting next to each other, and the arena's like a third full. Right. And it was, you know.
All the excitement is coming through your television.
Yeah. And we're sitting there like,
I don't want to watch James Forrest play anymore.
Do you want to? We should go to Key West now.
No,
because we're not paying any extra.
Those are fun days.
Those were fun days as a kid. in the dorm watching it on TV than it was actually sitting there.
Yeah. And did you hear Jim Boeheim go in on the city of Greensboro? Did you hear this?
No, I heard the Roy Williams stuff.
Oh, dude. And I don't know if we have it or not, because I didn't tell my guy Chris about it, and I apologize for setting him up like this. We got it, Chris, the Jim Boeheim stuff? Jim Boeheim, who, you know, longtime Big East dude. He knows where the Mecca, you know, playing in the Mecca of basketball at MSG for the Big East tournament.
Right.
Just absolutely took a torch to the city of Greensboro.
Coach Asher Wallman, WCTV. I know you're the quote-unquote home team for this being in New York, but do you like the fact this is a more neutral site for this tournament, and would you like to see that going forward?
Yeah, I think New York's a great place. I think, obviously, we get some fans here, but, you know, it doesn't matter in terms of who wins. I just think New York City's a great venue for our tournament. I think the big cities are where it should be played. I think it should be played here, Washington, Atlanta. That's where the tournament should be played. I'm not going to be around that much longer to care about it, but I think that's where the value is. I think there's a huge value in playing the tournament in those places, and there's no value in playing in Greensboro. None. It's there because the league's been there and the office is there, and they have 150 people at the ACC meetings. That's why it's there. It should not be there. You get in the media centers and the recruiting centers. How many players they have in Greensboro? I mean, New York, Washington, Atlanta, that's where the media centers are. Madison Square Garden made the Big East Conference. There's a couple other factors, but made the Big East Conference. And I'm saying all this thing because I don't give a
Jim Boeheim is a crotchety
so
old dude.
Right.
But I haven't heard someone talk about a host city for a tournament like that in my life.
I've spent way too much time in Greensboro. And
like he's like, there are no players here, so we're not spreading the game.
There's
150 people that we need here. That
the Coliseum sucks. The only redeeming thing, if you were to get rid of Greensboro, crazy. You keep Stamey's Barbecue. You keep Stamey's is phenomenal.
All right. That's not a great reason to keep a tournament there.
No. But if you just want to erase Greensboro, you keep Stamey's and I'm good. All right. What about the other side of the glass?
Tomorrow night, I guess, if not college basketball, which I mean, tonight's great, tomorrow's great, all of that. World Baseball Classic for me. Team USA playing right now. They play again this weekend.
What about
Shep's going to be USA, USA. You're going to hear Shep, you know, all the way from downtown Chicago to
get
wherever
Kyle
the hell
Schwarber
you are.
USA shorts on.
What about the J Boys? What about Team Israel?
The J Boys? Why do you always have to?
Would I be in trouble if I said that?
Probably. But
who
are they playing?
Well they're off.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Why are you always shoehorning the Jewish people into these conversations?
Team Israel's 3-0. They won their pool.
Well, you don't have to ask them if you know what they're doing.
I didn't know if they were playing or not.
And because we're up against it, he mentioned Team USA. Well, guess who they're playing tomorrow at 5:30?
Who?
The Dominican Republic.
Let's go!
The
party of the WBC.
Let's go.
They've got Plantano Power. They've got Fernando Rodney sending up for Juris Familia throwing 100 at you.
Plantano Power.
Plantano
Power.
Let's go.
Plantano Power.
And this guy's got his own guts.
I got to bring something.
Awesome.
I was watching it last night.
Why can't Team Israel have Plantano Power?
Well, you know. Ryan Dempster came out of retirement to pitch last night.
Was pitching against the Dodgers in the NLDS again.
Yeah, how about this lineup that they threw out there at old Mr. Dempster? Reyes, Machado, Cano, Bautista, Santana, Cruz, Beltre, Polanco, Castillo.
Oh, I'm leaving.
right.
That's just Ryan Dempster. Like, oh.
You jog out to the mountain? Nope.
To his credit, yeah.
Okay. Nope.
To his credit, I think he only gave up 4 earned, but they pummeled them 9-2 last night. So they're the best thing about the WBC so far. So.
There it is.
Yeah, they haven't seen Ike Davis and Jason Merkey yet.
Jesus, you. Stop pushing your Jewish agenda already.
it's all part of the global banking conspiracy. This is just the first step. We're reaching out through baseball to take over world economies. All right, that's it for that. That's all I have to say about that. And Lawrence Holmes is next on the Score.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
And David compared his loan estimate to his competitor's loan estimate. The interest rate was the same. And David then compared the closing costs, and he realized his definition of low closing costs was drastically different than that of his competitors because David's closing costs were over $1,000 less than the lender claiming to have the lowest closing costs. So when purchasing a home, you can either work with a lender who talks and talks and talks about low closing costs, or you can choose to work with David, a lender who actually has low closing costs, and then think of all the things you could do with that extra $1,000 when David's team originates your loan. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license E4358 and MLS 19186.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the pro desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. He will be on from 6 to 9. They're taking away a part of your brute.
Yeah. Friday night, a little extra hour. There we go.
There it is.
What you want to do. Go do some other stuff on Fridays. What's up, boys?
How you feeling?
I'm good.
How was it outside? Day. Is it cold outside?
Yes.
Well, didn't you think today was kind of weird, where it's like it had all the feeling of what should have been a big day for the Bears? You're naming a new starting quarterback. You're presenting your new starting quarterback, and nobody's really excited about
well,
it.
Well, I heard you say that on the drive in, and that was different than the experience I had on Twitter.
Okay.
That there are people that are trying really hard to convince themselves that Mike Glennon is some sort of diamond in the rough that has been waiting to be unleashed. And because he was unfairly, and I agree, unfairly judged by Lovie Smith, that he's going to be great. He just needs an opportunity to be great. Let's say that you think that that's the case. I don't. But let's say that you do. Now look at the roster that he has around him. The idea of him actually succeeding with no true number one receiver.
Right.
And honestly, no true number two receiver as of yet.
But he said Cam Meredith is the guy.
Yeah, that should be troubling for every Bears fan.
It is for me.
It should be troubling. So it's almost like people don't want to accept that he's, in my opinion, just a guy. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with him being just a guy.
especially now that we know what the money was that he got. But this idea that he is, because he's not Cutler, because it's new, that all of a sudden makes it better is silly to me. I don't think I don't think the Bears accomplished anything.
Shut it down.
In free agency so far. That it doesn't mean that they were terrible. It just means that, and we'll go through some of the cuts from Ryan Pace talking at the Senior Bowl about how much money they had.
That was the
and
first thing he said.
What their plan was going to be.
The exit interview at the end of the season, that they were going to be aggressive in free agency. They didn't do anything to push their depth chart down. That's what you hope to do, is to make sure that some of the guys that are threes end up being fours and fives. And they didn't do a lot of that.
No. Did you get the sense that Ryan Pace was downplaying an aspect of the offseason that he had already played up a great deal?
Yes, that's how I felt about it. And it's not just about Mike Glennon. It's that people need to realize that the Bears are closer to being Cleveland, much closer to being Cleveland than they are being New England. And you're seeing the residue of that. You're seeing the fact that you're going to have to overpay for premium free agents to come here. You just are, until you draft well enough that your team has a strong roster down to the 53rd man. There's a lot of work to be done. And we'll see what type of purpose they're looking at in secondary free agency, which, by the way, I think Ryan Pace has done pretty well in secondary free agency. So let's see what happens. But this idea that Glennon is anything other than just a guy really bothers me.
Martellus Bennett back in the division, by the way, too.
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, Green Bay Packer tight end Martellus Bennett.
I hope he's able to find stuff to do up there. Eric Edholm, Zach Miller, Moon Mullen joined us. And apparently our 2 p.m. guest Glennon Presser joined us. We add him to the list of our new guys.
Yep.
We thank our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Tom in New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Mike, big fan. Since the Giants got Brandon Marshall, you know, they still need to address their own line. Do you think they can get that through the draft? I know there's a few,
We'll find out. Okay, thanks. Anthony in Staten Island, what's up, Anthony?
My God.
That's it, right?
It's the essence.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll find out. Thank you. Chris Tannehill.
Now everybody's got social media. We don't need the New York Times to find out what in the dickens is going on in the country. You know, our president tweets out more anybody I've ever seen. So,
Roy Williams.
Woke.
Shout out to Roy.
Roy Williams.
That recruiting base. Listening at all times.
Well, he gets it.
He gets recruits.
He gets that too. Yes. Gets buckets. All right. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah. We're just in Monday, and then we're off to Arizona for shows Tuesday and Wednesday before we're out at Hooters at Orland Park on Thursday. So we've got kind of a wild week next week.
Yes, we do. I hope you'll be there for it. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Enjoy your weekend. Lawrence Holmes coming up next on 670 The Score.
The horn goes off. Track shoes out of the building.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday.
Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.